Exclusive, Matt Moers. If Biden was serious about immigration, he'd defund sanctuary cities to build the wall. By Jacob Bliss on March 3, 2022. New Hampshire's first congressional district Republican candidate Matt Moers, who is looking to unseat vulnerable Democrat Representative Chris Pappas, exclusively told Breitbart News after President Joe Biden's wildly hypocritical State of the Union address that if Biden was serious about immigration, which he brought up during his address, he'd defund sanctuary cities to build the wall on the southern border. Moers, who worked in Trump Tower during the 2016 campaign, served on former President Donald Trump's transition team, and then was a senior White House advisor at the State Department before being the Republican nominee who ran against Pappas in 2020, slammed Biden's wildly hypocritical call to secure the border by outlining his plan to Breitbart News. Moers told Breitbart News that to complete the security wall at the southern border, the United States should direct federal aid sent to local jurisdictions that either refuse to cooperate with federal immigration enforcement and/or allow non-citizens to vote. Enough is enough, Moers said on the Biden administration's hypocritical immigration position. Despite his ham-handed, throwaway line at the State of the Union, it is 1 year later, and Joe Biden's open border disaster has left our communities ravaged by a record amount of illegal drug activity, including lethal fentanyl doses, and the devastating effects of human trafficking, Moers said, explaining on his position. He continued, if woke politicians in sanctuary cities continue to aid and abet the administration's reckless disregard for the safety and well-being of their fellow Americans, they should lose their federal funding in favor of supporting and completing the security wall at the southern border. Moers, who appears to be the first candidate to call on the Biden administration to take this position, was also the first on many other initiatives. In January 2020, at the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic, called for a travel ban from China before the country started to shut down. In January 2022, Moers was the first candidate to strongly come out against members of Congress and their family members from trading stocks and the first candidate in the country. In February 2022, he also was the first candidate for National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan to resign after the explosive allegations from Special Counsel John Durham were made public. It is long past the time to take back control of this situation from violent cartels and to empower our communities to protect themselves, he concluded. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter.